In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Today's story, the life and character of the world-renowned Muslim Egyptian footballer, Mohamed Salah. Mohamed Salah is known to everyone in the world. This Muslim football player has won the hearts of Muslims and non-Muslims alike, despite the ever-growing hostile propaganda against Islam and Muslims. After he scored a goal which made the Egyptian team qualify for the 2018 World Cup Finals, a school in Egypt was named after him. Salah has become so famous that his picture was printed on the Time magazine in the 100th edition in 2019. Mohamed Salah's fame, success, and financial prosperity shows that being a practicing Muslim does not limit one's success in the world. Quite the contrary, if a person adheres to Islam, they would have the potential to become the best footballer in the world, just like Mohamed Salah.
My heart is heavy, my hands are weak, my goals have perished, or I'm in need. My soul is empty, I need to find. How do we spend these days and lonely nights? In my sujood, I call to you to ease this hardship this journey has put me through. In my sujood, I call to you. You ease my pain, I only find my peace through you. In my sujood, in my in my I can move, I can run, I can feel the heat of sun. I can talk, I can sing, I will always praise his name. Cause I dream and I feel, I will never know where I would be. If I never found my faith to believe, now is part of me. If I ain't got nothing, the world is shaking, only you can bring us through. In troubled water, you are the shores, you are the reason I give my all. I'm always learning, looking for answers, every day I pray to you. I got Allah by my side, I will always do what's right. I'm a Muslim, head held up high, you make me feel that I can fly.
Step, he's in my dark. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Muhammad Salah, as a devout and true Muslim, spends a great deal of his money on charity. He constantly helps the people of his village, Najrij, with regeneration projects. He has helped his hometown, where many people live in poverty, by donating money to help build schools and hospitals. Once when Salah's family was robbed, after the thief was caught and arrested by the police, Salah did not ask for the thief's punishment. Rather, Salah gave some money to him and tried to find a job for him.
I will praise you in the morning, till the sunset in the evening. I will praise you, I will praise you. When I'm drowning underwater, in the deepest, darkest ocean, I will praise you, I will praise you. And I was born to praise you, I was born to praise you. And I was born to praise you.
Did the small boy growing up in Egypt ever really think that he would play in games like this?
No, it was a dream, you know, it was a dream that to play in that competition, you know, when I was in my village and watching that games, like, wow, this is Champions League. But now when I sit with myself alone, then I say, wow, I'm playing the Champions League final. Mm. So I played already last year and I'm going to play now. It's something huge for me.
I read that you used to have to go a long way to train.
Yep.
When you were young.
It was like, yeah, 4.5 hours or 5.5.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
No, just one way.
One way.
Yeah, so 9 hours a day, probably.
Really? 9 hours a day?
Yeah, so go 4.5 and you come back 4.5.
Yeah.
And I need to change like 4 transport, like cars, yeah. So transport. Because you go with like one car for 30 minutes, another car for 2.5, another one for 1 hour, something like that.
Yeah.
So you have to, the way back the same. So yeah,
that shows a great determination and a will to be a footballer. You must have absolutely really wanted.
I had nothing to do, nothing else to do. Just I'm playing football. I love to play football. It was my life. So
You weren't, you know, obviously you've become a great player. The last few seasons, your goal scoring records, but you were kind of a slow developer in that sense, really, weren't you? Because you started in Egypt, then you got the move to Europe, etc.
Yep.
It's been a gradual process. It wasn't an immediate early success.
I think because the culture is very difficult for us. Like you came from Egypt to Switzerland. Like what? It's two cultures completely different. Yeah. The timing, to respect your time. I mean, to be in time. That's something different. Yeah. The hard work you do, it's like something different. Sometimes in Egypt, I used to sleep like 6 in the morning. Mm. See, here, if I sleep 6 in the morning, I'm not playing anymore. No. So
it must have been was it a big change for you when you first came to Europe?
Absolutely, yeah. Very, very big.
What was like, the hardest thing?
The language. I couldn't speak English, so I was walking the street talking Arabic to everyone, so they have to understand me. So it was difficult, the language. I couldn't speak English. I have to learn English. Then also the hard work they do, They train 2 hours. They give everything 2 hours. The attention, the focus, the concentration, everything that 2 hours. Yeah. But in Egypt, I wasn't like that. It was like, you have 2 hours. Yeah. You could be a little bit slow. You could be a little bit tired. That's work here. So I need to change my mentality and I need to develop myself.
Different work ethic completely in many ways. How long do you think it took you to change? Do you think it was after you went to Chelsea, after you were on loan to Italy?
I think
gradually. maybe?
No, I think it's changing my mentality from my first day in Switzerland, because I know how much I want to succeed. Mm. So the how can I say it? Like, what really I love about myself is I want to really succeed, and I can do anything just to be a better person and better player. So in my mind, I need to change, or otherwise I have to come back to Egypt. So that's not an optional for me. So I need to change myself. So from my first day in Basel, I said, okay, I need to change myself now. It was hard, of course.
Don't need to be what you need me to be, yeah. Thank God for what he's done for me. You give me so much light, and you make me feel invincible, invincible. You're the one that gives us power from above. Invincible.
Mohamed Salah has helped a large number of families by giving them money. He has even helped the Egyptian government by paying them nearly $300,000 when the country was in a difficult economic situation. Salah also reveals his Muslim appearance by wearing a full beard, something which not too many Muslim football players do around the world. At the moment, this shining Muslim footballer has helped his team Liverpool to rank first in the English Premier League. Mohamed Salah is a role model for all the people in the world, specifically for Muslims and those who are inclined to the true faith of Islam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد صلاح والدموع. محمد صلاح. محمد صلاح. يا رب يا رب يا صلاح. محمد صلاح. محمد صلاح. وابا الله 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 يا بلاد الله الله يا بلاد الله الله يا بلاد الله يا بلاد الله الله اكبر الله اكبر الله الله اكبر. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله بكائي هو بكاء الملايين وهو فرحة الملايين. أنا عارف إن الدموع كلها موجودة جواكي وهتنفجر عشان تنزل. هتنفجر عشان مين؟ هتنفجر عشان مصر. هتنفجر عشان مصر. بلدنا مصر. حبنا مصر. حياتنا مصر.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the life and character of the Egyptian Muslim footballer Mohamed Salah. Until next time, God bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.